Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Greek Myths by Anne Turnbull, performed by Michael Page. Introduction. My father introduced me to the Greek myths when I was a child. His favorites were Homer's epics. He loved them for their humor and their evocation of a bright, golden world. I was captivated by Pan and by the mysterious nymphs, fauns, and satyrs, the spirits of woods and streams. I liked the way they could change shape, go from woman to tree, god to river, so that life and nature became one. To the earliest people, the whole land, rocks, trees, rivers, caves, springs, was alive and inhabited by nature spirits. Tmolus was a god, but also a mountain. Arethusa, a nymph with human form, could turn into a stream and emerge as a new spring. Pegasus, the winged horse, created springs with a stamp of his hoof. Hades lived in the underworld and burst forth from fiery fissures in the earth. The gods of ancient Greece were immortal. The first gods were the Titans, who gave birth to the 12 Olympians, the gods who feature in these stories. Mount Olympus was believed to be their home. They are the gods who can be seen on the Parthenon frieze, and their names are Aphrodite, Apollo, Ares, Artemis, Athena, Demeter, Dionysus, Hephaestus, Hera, Hermes, Poseidon, and Zeus. The Muses were the daughters of Zeus and Mnemosyne, memory. They were the goddesses who inspired poets, musicians, and philosophers, and Homer calls on the Muse to speak through him when he...